So hello and welcome. I'm so excited to talk to Dr. Donna Mark Tugh. It's always such a pleasure to connect with you. And the dawn of this book is a really celebration. It's a celebration and occasion. So tell us a little bit about your chapter and kind of some of the key messages that you wanted to share with our audience.
Wow, it's so good to be here with you. Thank you for doing this. I'm so grateful. Not our first project together, and probably not our last. This was an interesting book for me to do because business is something I had a belief that I would never be good at. I mean, it was something I learned growing up, and I believed, or I somehow bought as true. I was always good at creating money. But I would always say, oh yeah, getting money is fine, creating money is fine, having money is fine, but understanding business, I don't think I know how to do that. I don't know how to do that. And that was like literally something that would come out of my mouth very often.
Wow.
So it was interesting for me to see that as a belief. And I didn't realize it until someone gave me the opportunity to create to create a publishing company. And that was Access Consciousness Publishing Company. And at that time, I said, okay, well, there's a lot that I have to know in order to be able to do that, or what do I need to know in order to be able to do that? And that's when some of those beliefs started coming up. I just started realizing the things that would stop me from being successful, or the things that might have stopped me from truly going into business versus starting something and playing a little bit, but holding back and not putting everything into it because you were afraid or you wanted a guarantee. Or this was a, if I chose this, I had to put everything into it and be okay with what I didn't know, figure out what questions I needed to ask. It was an interesting process, but one of the first things I realized then was, I had a couple of beliefs that got in the way of me initially jumping right in and saying, I could do this. This is something I could do and it could be
Yeah,
fun. So,
I remember this one woman. She had worked for a really nice big high-tech company. And so in her head, she couldn't get around, she couldn't like her own business because it wasn't that, do you see? In a way, for me, like never having been like a business owner before I had Happy Publishing, it was actually easier, I think, because see, I didn't go into the comparisons.
You
I
didn't
just
have.
went, well, no, I mean, I just d wouldn't have compared like where I worked at Intel Corporation or the New York Times publishing. A New York Times regional newspaper group or the McClatchy newspapers. Like I wasn't, I would never compare my company to those companies, but I have seen people where they do that and they get that belief stuck in their head and it actually can really stop their energy flow.
And there were times that I noticed that it stopped mine, and I would have to call someone and say, "Can you just talk me through this? What am I allowing to keep me stuck here?" And it was also a matter of being willing to surround myself with people who knew more than I did, because that's okay, and being willing to let go of some control in order to be able to do that, and to begin to ask a lot more questions than I used to be comfortable asking, which really got me going. But in hindsight, one of the first things I always say to people is, what do you think about what you can create with your business? Because that's a great place to start when we're talking. What do you imagine? What's your vision? What do you think you can create with business? And when they start have that within the first 5 minutes, you can kind of see the thoughts that keep them stuck, and get through some of those pretty easily because you can shift them. I mean, a belief is just a thought you keep thinking over time. So those are things we can change, and there's no reason to allow it to keep us stuck. So that was one of the things when I sat back, I said, it's interesting that I'm writing this because 5 years ago, I would have told you I can't write anything about business. 10 years ago, I would have told you I can't, not 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I would have told you I can't write anything about business. I don't know anything about business. And then here I was writing it, and that was the first thing that came to my head was all the places that made me think I couldn't do it in the first place. So,
I really believe, Donna, that the way of the future is this, I would like all my kids to know how to run an entrepreneurial type of pursuit. Like, it seems like that if you could master just being able to have a fun business that you run with your own, with what you're passionate about, it seems like everyone could be so much happier because they wouldn't be dependent on an outside source for their resources.
Yeah, and they're also, I mean, you said a key word there, though, which is not even something that I had. I don't know if I might have actually included that in the chapter. I'd have to check. But something we always talk about, you especially, because happiness is one of your things and you're so phenomenal at, is the whole idea of the fun part, you know, doing what's fun for you, what you're passionate about. It doesn't even feel like work. That in and of itself creates joy. So if you choose a business that actually meets that need for you, so that, I mean, you could have so much fun creating a world that's contributing to others. So that is important as well. Plus awesome. Being able to create it on your own and not have to feel like you have to reach elsewhere in order to have your needs taken care of.
So if there's maybe just another point or two you'd like people to understand, or things you wish you knew, things like that, what else would you like to share with everybody while they're listening?
One of the things I always tell people is I think we're, you know, more than 80% of businesses close within the first 5 years. I'd probably say closer to 90% of businesses close within the first 5 years. And very often that comes from people not being willing to be aware about innovation and changes as they're coming, and they happen so fast, right? So, or insisting on keeping something as it is because it's worked for the first 2 years, instead of being aware of what advances and technologies and information is. Anticipation and strategic innovation, I think, are one of the things that will always help you be successful. And I'm really good at that, but just thinking about it, when I think about access consciousness, I had to create a business that was a publishing company, which you do, right? So you know, and you have designers that work in one country and authors that work in another country and editors that are in another country. And you're talking about, you know, the owners of the company being in one part of the United States and, you know, running a business that's based partially in Australia and partially in New York. And you're like, wow, you know, so you're not looking at a building business where you're showing up at work every day and you're working with a team in a bunch of cubicles. You're looking at an international connection with business hours that are really 24 hours a day, with creation that is happening nonstop. That is fun. I mean, it could be fun for you, but if you're unwilling to be aware and anticipating the strategic innovation that allows you to do business like that, you know, you're going to be stuck in a brick and mortar store and kind of fall behind. So that was one of the things that was fun for me, but I see people often miss because they're holding on to keeping things the same. Like if you look at old record companies that didn't want to shift over to digital, or if you look at, you know, those types of things, where you see how they lost out and wound up shutting down because they didn't want to go. They wanted to stick to what they knew. So that would be one of the things I would say to people as you're working on creating your business, as well as being willing to ask those questions and surround yourself with people who know more about what you need to have done than you, if that's not your area of expertise, because you can't expect to be the expert on everything, and you can't hold production of something, or you can, it just isn't going to help you, until you totally understand it, because some people believe they need to be the expert before they start the next task and they need to really understand it. So you're not, you don't need to do it alone. So those are a couple of other key points that I would say I definitely learned in the last 7 or 8 years of business, for sure.
I love it. Well, everyone head on over to Creating Business Beyond This Reality / Donna-Martugue, M-A-R-T-U-G-E, and go get a copy of our beautiful book, Creating Business Beyond This Reality. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.